You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. High winds blew through Wood County yesterday afternoon, bringing down branches on power lines and toppling trees in several areas. Winds clocked in at 69 miles per hour at Alexander Field, Southwood County Airport around 2 p.m. on Monday. Branches and trees came down in Nacoosa and Port Edwards before the winds hit the Wisconsin Rapids area. Power outages were reported across the region. Walmart in Wisconsin Rapids closed temporarily while they couldn't process payments without power. They reopened by 5 p.m. on Monday. Around 35 Waterworks and Lighting Commission customers are still without power today, but crews have been out working to restore power across Wood County. Several areas have closed temporarily because of downed trees. Ridges Golf Course is closed until around 10 a.m. today, and Bullseye Golf Club is closed until noon. The walking trail around Lake Wazeecha at Southwood County Park is closed until trees and branches can be cleared. Park staff recommend using your best judgment when utilizing other areas of the park. The Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin warns homeowners to beware of storm chasers after a natural disaster like storms, flooding, and wildfires. Not all storm chasers and out-of-town contractors are scammers, but some may lack the proper licensing for the area, they may offer quick fixes, or make big promises they won't keep. The BBB recommends contacting your insurance company first. After that, do your research to find trusted contractors or get references from friends and relatives. Resist high-pressure sales. Be especially wary of door-to-door contractors. Don't sign over insurance checks to contractors, and be cautious of requests to pay for everything up front. You can find more info at bbb.org. A group of lawmakers helping people facing deportation wants to grow amid increased deportations from the Trump administration. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Grant Sovereign is the president of the board of the Community Immigration Law Center. Essentially, the people there work like public defenders for folks who need immigration lawyers. Technically, immigration offenses are civil, not criminal.
We all know what a public defender is. If you can't afford one, you certainly shouldn't go to jail simply because you can't afford a lawyer. But that's exactly what happens in the immigration context, is you can sit in detention, which is a jail, for 6 months, a year, 18 months.
They've been busy since the Trump administration ramped up efforts to deport people and deport them quickly. The only ICE detention facility in Wisconsin is in Juneau.
All of their 200 beds seem to be full with immigrants these days.
Silk exists to make sure everyone gets due process.
We have rules. We all want the rules to apply to everybody, but we all want those rules to apply evenly, and not just because you can afford a lawyer, you can't afford a lawyer, or there aren't enough available. In Wisconsin, there's probably maybe 10 or 15 lawyers who know how to do deportation defense because it hasn't been an issue before.
Now, Silk wants to expand and be able to help more people.
We would like to be a public defender service for the whole state. We have 6 lawyers now who spend weekends and nights trying to help people.
The Community Immigration Law Center is holding a fundraiser with a matching grant from the Madison Community Foundation. The goal is to raise $100,000 in June. We'll have a link at civicmedia.us. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Game 2 of the Pirates and the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Game 2 of a 3-game series going on tonight in Milwaukee as the Brewers host the Pirates. Pittsburgh with a clutch 5-4 win last night over Milwaukee. Don Kelly is the Pirates' new manager. He took over last month after Derek Shelton was fired. I asked Kelly how they finally got a win on the road after losing 6 of their last 8 games.
The bullpen coming in behind each other. We get up 3-0. They score 2. We score 2. They tie it. I mean, just back and forth on the road against, good Brewers team, and everybody contributed, stepped up. It was a great team win.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
Yeah, unusual game, huh? How unusual was that? Every little falls foul by an inch, and Durbin steals the base and then overslides. It's one of those days.
Basketball, the NBA draft is tomorrow night. The Bucks have just one pick in the second round. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The box office saw a repeat champion from last week, a new horror flick that came in right at expectations, and one that absolutely flopped, coming in way under expectations. How to Train Your Dragon brought in $37 million this past weekend, giving it a domestic total of $160 million. With Danny Boyle back in the director's chair, 28 years later brought in a very respectable $30 million at the gate, and an additional $30 million overseas, putting it on pace to be the highest grossing film by far of the franchise. There was not so great news, though, for Pixar's Elio. The film turned out to have the lowest opening ever for a Pixar film, bringing in just $21 million at the box office. Lilo and Stitch is holding fast and brought in about $10 million over the weekend, which is nearing $1 billion worldwide. More big releases right around the corner. If you're looking for something to see in the theaters, here's one of Pete's picks. 28 Years Later is really good. I'm not typically a zombie movie person, but the third installment of this riveting and at times gruesome franchise, in my opinion, is the best one so far. The film opens on a small island with people who have survived the rage virus and starts with a father and son going to the mainland. They barely make it back, but the son decides to take his mother back to the mainland after learning there is a doctor there who could possibly cure her unknown illness. If you like zombies or just great suspense, check it out. Speaking of the undead, Norman Reedus's The Walking Dead spinoff Daryl Dixon has a third season headed our way. The Walking Dead has birthed many undead spinoffs, and Daryl Dixon might be its most critically favored to date. Season 3 drops September 7th on AMC. The rich don't always get richer, just ask Barbara Streisand, who claims to have been grossly underpaid for her role as Roz Focker, Greg Focker's mom in Meet the Fockers and Little Fockers. The 83-year-old Oscar winner says she was really ticked off when she found out that Dustin Hoffman, who plays her husband in the films, made $7.5 million and she was paid a paltry $7 million. If you're scoring at home, Hoffman has two Oscars for acting, Streisand has only one. It's a bit unfair, but not like she'll have to supplement her income with a paper route. Just saying. Weekend one is in the books, but you still have two more weekends to check out Summerfest in 2025. Shows resume this Thursday, June 26, with acts like Willie Porter, The Psychedelic Furs, Local H, Billy Corgan and the Machines of God, The Mavericks, and The Killers. Summerfest takes place over three weekends, this being the second, so you still have lots of time to see some great music. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible this afternoon. We'll get to around 78 for a high today. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening with clouds increasing and an isolated shower after midnight. Our low 60. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.